on 98 FM and online. This is Phoenix FM.
Welcome to a brand new edition of Resurrection, Phoenix FM's weekly look at the best of indie and alternative music, old and new. I'm Paul Golder, here for the next 2 hours with some absolutely brilliant new tunes and some golden oldies as well, including that one we started the show with, the Sultans of Ping FC from their debut album Casual Sex in the Cineplex, which came out in 1993. And I'm playing that because I just got round to listening to the RTE documentary on the making of that album, hour-long programme that they broadcast back in March, which I'm sure you can find online. And if you can't find it online and you want to listen to it, drop me an email, paul@phoenixfm.com, and I'm sure I can help you out. That track, You Talk Too Much, appears on the album, and it was also their most successful chart single as well, reaching number 23 in 1993. Looking forward to seeing the Sultans again. They're playing a UK show in Manchester on the 21st of September. It's the only UK show that they're playing this year. If you've never seen them live, you've really got to see them live. Lots of great new music as well, including this one from Bodega. This is taken from their third album, Our Brands Could Be Your Life, which is out next Friday. This is Cultural Consumer 3.
Love.
Phoenix FM and Resurrection. You can get in touch with the show. You can email me, paul@phoenixfm.com. I am on social medias all over the place as well. Resurrection_98 on Twitter, Resurrection Radio Show on Facebook, Threads and Instagram as well. That was New Age Healers, band from Seattle, taken from their new album, The Spin Out, which is out in a couple of weeks' time, 20th of April, which is also Record Store Day. And that was all wrapped up. Enjoying the singles coming off that album at the moment. And before that, Los Angeles band Rocket, who I only recently discovered, and really loving their EP Versions of You, which came out about 6 months ago. It came out at the end of October. That was taken from it. That was Sugar Coated. New music now from the Home Counties, who I managed to catch live just over a year ago when they supported Art Brew at Heaven in Charing Cross in London. They have their debut album Exactly As It Seems out on May the 4th on Submarine Cat Records. Here's their current single, You Break It, You Bought It.
Was advertised. No washer dryer, just exposed wires. Spacious kitchen. It's a lie. Just four walls crumbling into dust. Balance minus.
I paid a grand for this.
Plus a deposit, and I lost it. Mention landlords in my dreams, but I don't have conviction like a dead Kennedy. Oh no, I don't.
We'll be right back. store. The records are much cheaper to get. I know you'll think I am a cheapskate. Have you got the Yard Act album in yet?
Welcome back to Phoenix FM and Resurrection. That's the current single from Swansea Sounds, Marking It Down now. That was originally on their 2023 album, 20th Century, but that's a special single release for Record Store Day, which we mentioned a little while ago. It's on April the 20th this year, and the video is well worth checking out. It's set in a second-hand record shop where they say all vinyl turns up in the end. And the video shows a duet between optimistic customer Hugh and unimpressed record shop worker Amelia, spreading the message that music is music and the format doesn't really matter. Although the band then say, although vinyl is probably best. Well, I've never really managed to get on with vinyl. I do have a record player. I bought one last year and I bought one album for it and it was 30 quid. And it sits next to my Alexa downstairs. And you can guess which one I use when I want to play that album. But, you know, it's just like an expensive ornament in the corner of the room at the moment. But I'm still loving the CDs. I have to admit, I've just put all my CDs out in my room at home where I do all my office stuff. And it's the first time they've been out of their boxes in 15 years. And I just want to go out and buy more CDs now. But there you go. That was Swansea Sound and Marking It Down. Check out the video on YouTube if you can. Dream Coaster before that and So Long, band from Brighton. Now that track is taken from the EP of the same name and it's in aid of the Teenage Cancer Trust and it's out today. You can find them at Dream Coaster UK. Next up, Salford band Red Light Effect. We played a few of their singles over the last few years and this is a brand new one. It's out next Friday. This is Hands.
Sing
Phoenix FM and Resurrection, that was The Sun Charms and Torrential Rain. They're a Sheffield band who recorded a Peel session way back in 1992, but they have new music out. That was taken from their album Things Lost, which came out on Bandcamp back in October. Before that, Laura Lee and the Jets, a band from Berlin, who I would really love to see live one day, although they've never played any UK gigs yet. They had their debut album Wasteland out at the end of 2021. That was taken from it. That was Tailgate. And they have new stuff, fingers crossed, coming out later this year. Next up, Melbourne Shoegazers, Flying Colours. Going back to about a year ago for this track, came out in March last year. I Live in a Small Town.
When I've been drinking, he says he knows when I am lost. He says he knows when I am. It's what takes the faint of heart, the weak world and the profligate. Do you remember summer's learning by the verse? Grumbling stress, commonly compressed, commonly infected, as my breasts roll out wide. Keeping never names, keeping never dates, keeping never checks. Running out of time, spit it out, but what's it trying to say, what's it trying to say? I was looking while what you need to watch is your conniving tongue. Little brother wrote a letter, little bro prepared their speech, little bro rehearsed it all.
Phoenix FM and Resurrection, that was Pulse Park. Now, I only discovered this band yesterday because they got in touch with me. They're a German-Canadian indie rock trio that they formed a few years ago. And the three band members first met some time ago on an Arctic expedition in Kikiktaluk in Nunavut in Canada. Started learning their instruments during the long polar nights. Well, I assume it's true. And if it is, what a backstory. Anyway, really enjoying their new album, First Second, which is confusingly their second album, not their first album. That's coming out in 2 weeks' time. That's their current single, which you can find on streaming services at the moment. That is Dark Empath. I think I'll be playing more from them in coming shows. Block Party before that, and Day Drinker from their most recent album, Alpha Games, which came out in April 2022. I have to admit, I haven't really given that album much of a chance. After Silent Alarm, everything kind of went south for Block Party for me. Although I know lots of other people love them, so I'm not knocking the Block Party. I just found them a little bit inconsistent, but Alpha Games does sound like a almost return to form, which is possibly the rudest thing I can ever say about a band. Happy Just to See You, band from Manchester, New Hampshire. They got a new album out, Ways to Cope, which came out in February. I've been working my way through that one as well. This is Car Door.
Open up the car door and let the driver out. This is why I shouldn't open my mouth. This is what I'm talking about.
better to do when I am the head, the head over my heels in love with you.
I'm a guy with a tickle gun, a wholesome TV reality gun. I'm a god, a pagan god, a god-like genius, a whatever god. I'm a god, a Hollywood god, a washed-up chip shop TikTok god.
FM and Resurrection, Small Black Arrow.